Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. These 5 minute a day, 5 day a week encouragements are that you might take away a piece of scripture and might encourage you through your work week to prepare yourself for worship on Sunday. And I hope you'll join us at 9:30 or 11. If you're interested, we have a Spanish-speaking service at 11 as well. If you're not in Atlanta, you're welcome to join us live at live.sugarhill.church. Today, I want to talk about going to rest. The other day, I spoke about going to work. Well, I want to take a piece of scripture from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Listen to what the text says. So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation, so he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy because it was the day when he rested from his work of creation. Now, learning this as a kid, I remember thinking, wow, God must have been really tired. He made a lot of cool stuff. But you know, the fact is that God didn't need a day of rest. He simply was saying to each of us, hey, I want to point this out to you that you need a day of rest. You see, I saw an ad not long ago for McDonald's. I forget what city I was in, but it talked about two things. One was that if it took you longer than 60 seconds to be able to get through the drive-thru, pay for it, get your food, they give you a free burger. I'm not sure if that was a good thing or not, but McDonald's isn't alone in the ongoing quest to try to save us time. Have you noticed how many services and apps there are now to try to make you more efficient with your time? Did you know one of the greatest things that are happening in the apps that are really having this theme of saving you time are apps that disconnect you? This is fascinating. We've gone full circle on this deal. And so when I think about this, I think to myself, you know, is it possible that what we lack is not more time, but truly rest? C.S. Lewis wrote this wonderful word. He says, serious yet gleeful determination to rub one nose into the quiddity of each thing, to rejoice in its being so magnificently what it is. You know what? What we need is not a new time-saving gadget or app, but to find the rest that Jesus gives us. When you read that text in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 and 3, you have to stop and think to yourself, wait a minute. If God had pointed to my need for rest, where do I find such rest? I mean, on the seventh day, God rested. His rest was not due to fatigue, nor should we equate it with laziness or inactivity. Laziness is not rest. This is why there is no joy in it. God's rest is his invitation into a time of enjoyment. God created us to enjoy him and his creation. Our sin is what's caused us to distort our rest. We either live restlessly, those lives that are just restless and fueled by sinful ambition and constant work, or we withdraw into laziness. Why can we not seem to find true rest? And the answer, I believe, lies in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, where Jesus gives us true rest. I've always seen a glimpse of that Genesis 2, verses 1 and 3, when I read the book of Hebrews. And in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, beginning in verse 11, this text says, when Jesus sat down at the right hand of God. When I think of that, I think, okay, that is powerful, that God the Father, God the Son sat down. And what did that signal? It signaled completion. He finished his work much the same way that he did in Genesis 2. By his act of sacrifice, his work, we can truly enter into rest. It is the rest that Jesus purchased for you and for me, and we're called to strive in that purpose. Friend, the Israelites who stayed in captivity, they escaped slavery in Egypt. And they didn't enter God's rest because they failed to trust the Lord. Their disobedience kept them from the Sabbath envisioned in Genesis 2. It's only by faith in God's work that we can find true rest. It is in his work and not ours, whether through activity or inactivity, that we find our hope. You know, we err when we try to establish our identity through our work rather than realizing that our identity is shaped and strengthened in the place of Sabbath, rest, and then expressed in our work. True rest, my friend, only comes through Jesus. And what I want to encourage you to do is find true rest in Jesus as he frees us to enjoy the things in the here and the now. I am learning what it is like to trust and rest in Jesus in a mindfulness of where I'm at and be grateful for what the Lord is giving me. I find true rest in gratitude, the ability to say, Lord, whatever is before me, whatever is behind me, and whatever is beside me, I want to trust you. I want to find rest in you and you alone. And my friend, when you choose to do that, he will always be there for you. Today, run and go to rest. God bless you. I hope to see you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Bye now.